You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Mystic Soul Podcast. I am your host, Therese Tucker, and I'm excited to have you here with me today. Okay, so Mercury retrograde officially started. How you doing? The only reason I ask is because we're also in the middle of eclipse season and energy is intense with this one. I know I sound like a broken record. I just keep saying that, but I'm telling you, the energy, it goes up from here. And that's part of what's in today's message. I did another channeling with the Arcturian Council at the last spirit circle, which was the full moon plus lunar eclipse in Libra that happened on March 25th. And so you're going to hear the message that came through from the Arcturians. But one of the things I'll spill the tea on here is that there's definitely more energy coming in. So if you think this is intense, it gets more intense. But intense doesn't necessarily mean negative. It can mean a lot, but it doesn't mean negative. And they go into that as well, about how this energy will affect you based on sort of where your frequency is at and what you're focused on. So I'm pretty sure you can guess that if you're focused on the positive, you're going to feel positive effects. And of course, if you're really caught in fear or frustration or anger, resentment, etc., the lower frequencies, then you're going to be feeling the negative intensity of this energy. So I don't want to spoil what they have to say, but they had a lot to say. In fact, I remember when I was done channeling, one of the participants who was at the spirit circle told me that was a long one, and I didn't even feel it. I remember feeling like my energy starting to go a little bit, but I didn't know it was a longer message. It almost comes in at 20 minutes. So they had a lot to say, and I'm excited to share it with you. So stick around and take a listen to what the Arcturian Council has to say about this upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th and the energy that's coming through at this time. Be right back. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blithestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here.
We are the Arcturian Council. We join with you now. We acknowledge those present and their teams and spirit. We ask that you place a golden egg of light around you now. This is the light of Christ consciousness, the highest level of consciousness and divine protection. Not only will it protect you at the highest level, it will also help you translate this message. We have heard the question that Therese poses to us. She asks to tell you more about the Great Ascension Gateway you are approaching. This period of April 8th opens the Ascension Gateway. The full flooding of solar energy will be felt by the planet now. These alignments assure maximum solar energy allowed on the planet at this time. There has been much weather modification to block this coming event, but we say this is to no avail. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing that man does can supersede Source's power. And Source is bringing full power to the planet. April 8th represents the door being fully opened to bathe the planet in higher solar energies. There will be heightened solar activities as we move through the April 8th gateway. This last weekend was but a taste of what is to come. Your bodies will have been fully adapted by the April 8th gateway. It is a time of great celebration, as the more you relax and allow these high-level energies to move through you, the easier the experience becomes. We know many of you want to know when the flash happens, but that is monitored by higher source and the governing bodies monitoring humanity. We are here to help you acclimate to these energies. You will be receiving fantastic doses of energy, greater than the last 3 days. You will be monitored during this time to see how you are adapting to these shifts in energy. The goal is to make sure you can handle the energy and maintain your daily life to a reasonable degree. We do not wish to debilitate anyone, which is why you are closely monitored. Many beings of certain galactic origin are being monitored by their star families. Though we are all working together as a galactic confederation to watch over you as a whole. Your galactic families are attuning you to this new form of energy. This will explain why others feel it differently than you. There is no one set of experiences as we approach the final solar gateway. Some might feel increasing influxes of energy. Some might feel the energy grounds them more to the earth. Many beings are purging at this time. Let us further explain purging. There are blockages in the body associated with long-held emotions. These blockages must be worked through now. This can look like small inconveniences to your health and major health issues, depending on the amount of stored energy to be released. This is not a comment on your character or karma. This simply reflects what you are holding and your readiness to release that held energy. Many of you here at this moment have been great energy holders for family and extended community. You act as a vessel of containment, helping others shift through these energies more easily. We admire your efforts and the energy cleanup work you continue to do. But, dear ones, you must let go. It is not your position to maintain the energy of others or to hold it indefinitely. You must release this stuck energy back to source. Ask for it to be taken from you. Some work so hard to work through it themselves. Yet we say to you, have you not been given a team? Do you not have connection to the divine? Of course you do, and you know this. It was never your job to figure this out alone. You have all the help you desire. Simply give it over to God. These energies on the planet will continue to increase, and some may experience the bliss state from time to time. We hope you are having these experiences now. Let us explain. At the higher levels of fourth density and positive fifth density and positive sixth and so on, you no longer feel the weight of fear. You fully recognize its illusory state and the reason for it. You feel light and free, and as if there's a direct channel of source bubbling and flowing through you. This has been true the entire time, yet the lower frequencies of the third dimension muddy the energy expression of bliss. The bliss state is a state you will fully know before the final ascension gateway. You will notice increasing states of bliss as we move toward the final expression. Those who cannot fully let go of fear will have the opposite effect of anxiety and paranoia. We do not foresee this group going in that direction, however, one must relinquish their fears. You will see those who are holding on to lower frequencies and high levels of fear moving into the anxious paranoia state. It is the flip side of the bliss state, for both are high currents of energy, though the bliss energy moves upward and the anxiety energy moves downward. There is also a campaign to maintain levels of fear, as those who wish to fully control the planet use fear as their dominant form of expression. Here is the irony. As you open yourself up to the bliss frequencies, no matter what they say, no matter what they present or how they act, you will feel no fear. This may be ironic to you, that scary or dark information is presented and yet you still feel high levels of bliss, contentment, and peace. That is your true state. That is the highest timeline, and that is the true reality. Be mindful of the information you take in and notice your frequency. Honor maintaining your frequency as a top priority. There is much fear being spread around April 8th in hopes that you will not tap into bliss. We say again, higher levels of solar energy are coming in, and bliss frequencies will be highly available. It is up to you to catch the wave. The more beings holding the highest frequencies, the faster the solar energy moves. The sun is a conscious being. It is a collective consciousness, and it is monitoring and watching you closely. as you are in the dance with the energy. We recommend 30 seconds of sun gazing 3 times a day. You may close your eyes and point your pineal gland at the sun. This will expedite the process and clear lower frequencies from the body. Notice the contentment you feel after each 30-second exercise. It is not required to do this more than 3 times, nor do you need to do it more than 30 seconds. That is the optimal amount of time. We also highly recommend speaking to your water, which continues to show you it also holds consciousness and is responding to you. You may ask your water to imbue you with certain qualities such as patience, ease, peace, power, or whatever quality you wish to embody. You may also request the water purify itself before consumption. This water is always listening and observing you. It is one of the ways your planetary plane communicates to you. We wish for you to know how divinely supported you are, and that humanity has passed its test thanks to all the star-seeded peoples and their collaboration with those of human origin. We thank you for your service here and constantly watch over you. Do not be afraid of the coming shifts, as we attest that they will bring the highest states of joy. Hold in your heart the best outcome and focus all of your energy on the highest timeline, and you will manifest it. We are the Arcturian Council. We leave you now.
Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit Circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each Spirit Circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded, and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming Spirit Circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there. Wow, there was a lot to take in with that message, and it might be worth listening to a few times just to get all the details, but it sounds like we're going to be experiencing a magnificent increase of energy. And I thought it was really interesting that they talked about the juxtaposition of the reality being presented and yet your internal state. So you are in control of how you're perceiving and how you're feeling about this. And that's always been the case. But that's going to be an important fact as we move forward, because with this increase of ramping energy is sort of an increase in resistance from those who wish us to not ascend, and yet they will not be successful. And if you hold that knowledge in your heart, then nothing that you see can truly bother you, because it's like watching a futile action. You know that whatever they're trying to present, whatever they're trying to give to you, it really has no weight or bearing. Source, the light, it's already won. We are guaranteed and on track to graduate. Nothing's going to stop that. And so between here and that actual point, which is coming closer and closer, as they said, as we go through this April 8th gateway, there's going to be an unfiltering of energy that comes through, meaning a deeper increase in this energy. And we might even see more activity from the sun, like we've been seeing over the past few weeks, just so much solar energy, which means we're going to be having access to higher states of consciousness and this bliss energy. And so no matter what they're presenting, as long as you're tuning into yourself and really feeling, using your intuition to feel whether or not what they're saying feels resonant to you, you might find that you just can't believe fully what's being presented. There's just something that doesn't resonate about it. And that's not to say bad things don't happen in the world or that scary events aren't real. It's just you can tell it's being manipulated and fabricated and not naturally occurring. It's definitely with an intent to sway your mind. And they're saying, do not let yourself be swayed. Stay with your truth, stay with your energy, and experience the beautiful elevated state that it's going to take you through. So with that, I wanted to hear from you. What do you think about this message? Does it resonate for you? Have you heard messages that are similar to this about how this energy is coming, about what April 8th is bringing, about all? I mean, there's so much out there right now. There's a lot of hype on this. And usually I don't get on hype trains, but my team was like, no, there's something to this. And then of course, the Arcturians are like, yep, there is definitely something to it. So share with your thoughts with me. Let me know what you think about it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments right here that I can read. And if you're not on Spotify, come visit me on Instagram at Blythe Starlight Brand, all one word. You can DM me there. You can send me a message. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the situation. And what did you think of the Arcturians' message? Also, if you want help maintaining a higher vibration, I do have meditations available on the Insight Timer app. You can follow me as Therese Tucker, or you can look for Blythe _ Starlight and find all the meditations I have for you for free on that app. Plus, I'm adding premium content on there as well. So let's keep our vibe high and hang out together. Visit me on Insight Timer, and I cannot wait to talk to you in the next podcast. Until then, stay magical. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit me at blythestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blythe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.